तीर्थंकरा इज दस भगवान. ओके फाइन. दिया यू नो हु इज तीर्थंकर.
They are in the top most position.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you all. The best Punyakarma in the world is Tirthankar Nam Karma. The one to whom Tirthankar Nam Karma has come to fruition is called Tirthankara. Tirthankar Nam Karma, which gets bonded to any person, he becomes Tirthankar. We learned in the last session, I guess. Okay, fine. See, there are two things, Tirthankaras and Bhagwans, okay? There is a difference between these two. Okay? What is the difference? Okay, first, who will tell me how many Tirthankaras are there? Dia, how many Tirthankaras are there? Dia, how
24.
many? Yeah?
24.
24. Excellent. And anybody remembers the name of the first Tirthankar, Arjun?
I'm sorry, I have forgotten.
Okay.
Sahadev.
Oh, excellent, Dia. Natasha, what is it?
Sahadev.
Very good. Second Tirthankar's name, Natasha or Arjun?
Pavitra.
Very good. Arjun, do you remember?
I'm sorry, I've forgotten both of the dunkers that you have taught us.
Okay. See, first is Rishabh Dev. It is Rishabh Dev.
Okay.
And
Rishabh
second is,
Dev.
Rishabh Dev. And second is Ajit
Ajit Math.
Nath. Nath, yeah. So Tirthankar Rishabhdev and Tirthankar Ajitnath. Okay?
Okay.
So, see, what is the difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan? Who is Bhagwan? We learned in our first sessions. Whom do you think is a Bhagwan? Who is Lord? We learned in Ramukar
Arihanta.
Mantra. Yeah, Arihantas and Siddhas are Lord or not?
No.
Siddhas are Bhagwan or not? Natasha, Siddhas are Bhagwan or not?
Yes, they are.
They are. Diya, Siddhas are Bhagwan?
Yes.
Okay. So Arjun, you don't think Siddhas are Bhagwan? While Natasha and Diya think, right?
Wait, yes, I do think they are. What am I saying? I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. See, Arhantas and Siddhas, they both are known as Bhagwan, okay? Once you attain the stage of Arhanta, you become Bhagwana. And Siddha being the stage after Arhantas, I mean, when you have to be Siddha, you have to pass through Arhanta. So you are obviously Bhagwan, okay? Because Arhanta is a stage prior to Siddhas, okay? So when you become Arhanta, you are becoming Bhagwan. So when you become Siddhas, you have to be, definitely, you have to be Bhagwan, okay? So Arhantas are Bhagwan and Siddhas Bhagwan. Now, here comes something very important. We are attached with different kind of karmas, okay? Karmic bondages, we say. Okay, we are bonded with many kind of karmas. So there are eight kind of karmas total. How many kind of karmas? In the universe, there are eight different kind of karmas, okay? Hello?
Yes.
How many kinds of karmas are there in the universe?
Eight.
Eight, okay. How many?
Eight.
Okay. Now, Arihantas have destroyed four of them. How many karmas have Arihantas destroyed?
Four.
Half. Four. Half of the eight, okay? Four. Okay? And how many Kalmars have Siddhas destroyed? Other four or total eight? What do you think?
Eight.
Or other four Kalmars? See, Arahantas have destroyed four karmas, remaining other four. So Siddhas will come and they'll destroy other four karmas. So how many karmas remains?
Four.
Four remain.
No. Wait.
See,
yes.
See. We'll take this case. I have become Arahanta, okay, and I have destroyed four karma. Now to be Siddha, I have to destroy four karma. So how many karmas are remaining with me? I had eight karmas, I destroyed four karmas. Now how many more to destroy?
Four.
Now I have to become Siddha. How many I can destroy? Four, right? Because four are available to me. So Siddha has how many karmas?
Four.
They're destroying them,
zero.
Right?
They have none.
So zero. They have none, exactly. So Arahantas have destroyed four karmas, or we can say Arahantas have four type of karmas remaining. And Siddhas have none. Okay, Siddhas have no karmas. Right? Is it clear?
Yes.
Siddhas have destroyed zero karmas.
Siddhas have what?
Siddhas have destroyed zero karmas.
Yeah, Siddhas have zero karmas. They have no karmas, okay? Listen, now, see, we are in the world because of karmas, okay? All the sufferings, all the pains, whatever happens to us is because of karmas, okay? Now tell me, when Arahantas are Bhagwan and they have also the karmas, so, they are happy or not?
No.
My question, did you get my question? My question is, see, we are in this world and we are suffering or we are, whatever is happening in life, it is because of karmas, okay? Okay, clear? Like we,
yes.
On that day we understood that we, even the body we get, the shape, the face, how we'll look, how we'll smell, how will our mind work, all this depends on karmas, okay? Fine? So everything is decided by the karmas. So karmas makes us into the sufferings and all these things. So I'm just asking, when Arahantas have four karmas remaining, are they happy or not?
No, they are not happy.
Dia, what is your view?
They are happy.
Are but they have four karmas with them, na?
No, still they are happy.
Still they are happy, okay. Arjun, what do you think?
I think they're happy and sad at the same time because they have karma. They have forced karma.
So Arjun says they have mixed feelings, right? Happy and sad at a time.
Yes.
Mixed feelings, okay. Natasha, you say they are not happy. Dia says they are happy despite being with karmas, and Arjun says they have mixed feelings, etc. We have all the possible answers now. So, what shall I choose? Who is right? Now, see, we learn another thing. Okay, how many karmas are there, Dia?
Four.
Four karmas? We just learned how many karmas. We are not good with numbers. Are we? Eight karmas. Total eight karmas. Okay? There are eight kind of karmas. Okay? Karmas are to as many. They are infinite. Because I am attached with karmas, you are attached with karmas, and people like us, there are trillion of people with like us, and they are attached with karmas, okay? Now, all the animals, trees, all the living beings are attached with karmas. So, they cannot be attached to eight karmas, right? So, eight are the basic classes, the main classes, okay? So, classes of karmas are eight kind of karmas, okay? So, there are eight kind of karmas, fine? Now, what do arahantas destroy are the karmas which give us the pain. You getting me? The arahantas have destroyed all those karmas because of which we are into the sufferings. Out of these eight karmas, there are only four karmas which can make you sad or make you suffer or which because of which you are suffering. You feel bad. So arahantas have selected those four and they have destroyed those. The rest remaining with them, it doesn't matter to them. It is still, they doesn't act as any of the obstacle in their happiness. They are not any, they are not stopping them from enjoying their bliss. They are just as if they are. They are not, I mean, intruding in anything. Okay, so there are four karmas which makes you sad or happy and four karmas which do nothing. Okay, so you have harm from no four karmas and you have no harm from the four karmas. Am I clear?
Yeah.
I am not, I guess. Arjun, you got it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so now what is your answer? Arahantas are happy or not? Arahantas have destroyed all those karmas which make you sad or in this, which make you suffer. So now after destroying them, are they happy or not?
They are happy.
Okay, Natasha says they are. Arjun, your mixed feelings?
Happy.
Change happy. To happiness. Okay, fine. Dear all, we learned in the very first class that Bhagwan is one who is happy. So if Arahanta is Bhagwan, he has to be happy. You all agree or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Arahantas are happy because they have destroyed all those four karmas which make you sad. Okay? Don't afraid of me. We are not going into the details of those eight karmas. But it's just a normal knowledge. Okay? Fine? So, what we have is eight karmas, four of which are very dangerous and make us into the suffering and which make us feel pain, okay? Arahantas came and they destroyed those four karmas. So now what is remaining with them? The things remaining with them is their body, right? They have their age because they have their body, right? They
yes.
have their name and all. And when they say they have all, automatically the celestial body from the heavens, the devs come from heaven, okay? And they comes and they automatically, because of the aura, we can say, or because of, arahantas are still having the four karmas, right? So they have some karmic bondages because of which the automatically there gets many of their, the most beautiful and the richest of all, the wealth, they have the wealth. What kind of wealth is it? It is the Samavsharan. Have you ever heard about Samavsharan? Anybody, what is Samavsharan is?
I think the Samavsharan is where you keep, where like God sits, so like where all the Bhagwan sit.
Okay, God or Bhagwan sits. Okay, fine. Very good. Arjun, what do you think about Samavsharan? I guess while telling you guys about Divya Dhvani, I must have taken its name once. Samavsharan, have you all never heard? Samavsharan, anybody? Arjun, you ever heard about Samavsharan?
I'm not
okay.
sure, actually. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. Dia, you have heard, right?
Yes.
What is it, do you know?
Titanka Bhagwan, Divya Jani will come.
Okay. See, Tirthankar Bhagwan, Natasha, in Samosharan, Tirthankar Bhagwan sits. Okay? Now, what is Samosharan? See, when a Tirthankar, okay, when a Tirthankar becomes Arahant Pameshti, when a Tirthankar becomes Arahant Pameshti, and therefore Bhagwan, okay, so he becomes Tirthankar Bhagwan, okay, until he has not become Arahant, he is not Bhagwan, right? To be Bhagwan, you have to be Arahant and Siddh. I mean, you have to be Arahant. And if you have become Arahant, you will definitely become Siddha. Am I clear?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, see, how does it work? Okay, so you see, we'll learn about the process of becoming Bhagwan, okay? We'll learn about the process. It's very easy. We know Namokar Mantra, right? How many Parameshtis are there?
Five.
Five Parameshtis. First one is?
Arihanta.
Arihant Parameshti. Second one is Siddha Parameshti.
Siddha Parameshti.
Then Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshti, right?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
So these all are walking on the path of liberation, right or wrong? Yes or no?
Yes.
They are walking on the path of happiness, right? They are either happy or on the path of being happy, right? So see,
yes.
Now, I myself decided that I have to be happy and I have to attain happiness. So what do I have to do first? I have to first make myself sadhu, Parameshti. I have to take diksha. To become sadhu, we say diksha, okay? So I have to become what? Sadhu, Parameshti. For being sadhu, what I'll do? I'll approach Acharya Parameshti. Acharya Parameshti, who are they? They are the leader
teacher
of all the Acharya, all the sadhis. They are the administer. They guide all the sadhus. Am I wrong or am I right? What do Acharyas do? Do we remember?
They teach the siddhas.
They teach the siddhas.
I mean, sadhus.
Sadhus. They teach the sadhus. And what do upadhyayas do then? Diya Arjun says, Acharyas teach sadhus. I want to know what do upadhyayas do? Diya. Oh, upadhyayas do what?
Upadhyayas teach sadhus.
Okay, very good. See, Diya says upadhyayas teaches sadhus. Okay. Now my question is, what do acharyas do? Acharyas are the head of all the sadhus. If you all remember, we have learnt about them in Namokar Mantra. Anybody has any clue?
I don't remember all of it.
Guide sadhus, monitor sadhus. Do we not remember? Okay, I'll tell you. See, Acharya, see, these all sadhus, all the Muniraj, what we have, the monks, okay, they all have their own group, okay? They all live in a group, okay? They don't live in houses or anything. They live in jungle, okay? Fine? Clear?
Yeah.
They have their group head. They have their group head. Because when you're living in a group, you have to manage all the group, right? So they have their own group head, which guide them. The member of the group, the pupil in the group, the monks in the group, from whom take directions and do all the things. They have to take permissions. All those things. I have told you, like a principal in a school, it's like that. Okay, so acharyas are the group head in a group of monks. Okay, all the monks take permissions or directions or guidance from Acharya Parameshthi. Okay, Acharya Parameshthi, if you want to take Diksha, if you want to become a sadhu, you have to approach to whom? Acharya Parameshthi. He will take your examination that you are able to take Diksha or not. Are you able or not? He'll examine you, and if he finds you fit to take Diksha, you are able to be a sadhu Parameshthi, he'll give you. Okay, so Acharyas do what? They administer, they guide all their group of monks. And what do Upadhyayas do? Upadhyayas teaches all the sadhus. And also when Upadhyayas teaches sadhus, he also teaches Acharya Parameshthi, because he is just taking the class. So Acharya Parameshthi will join the class, that's it. Is it like I am teaching you guys, right? But your parents are also with you. So I am teaching your parents or not?
Yeah.
In a way, I am not saying that they are my students, but they are sitting, so it is happening, right? Like that. So Acharyas, I mean, we cannot say that Upadhyayas teach sadhus, because Acharyas are head. But Upadhyayas when teaches, Acharyas also join. So we can also say Acharyas are the teachers, and sorry, Upadhyayas are the teachers, and Acharyas are the principals of the class, I mean head. Am I clear?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. So now if I have to take Diksha or I have to be Sadhu Parameshthi, to whom should I approach? Acharya Parameshthi. Because he'll examine me and he'll give me Diksha. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
You are right.
Okay. Now I have become Sadhu Parameshthi. Now I'll what do? I'll try very hard. I'll try to introspect, self-introspect, and to attain the liberation. And I'll do a very, 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 I'll put all my efforts to be Arihanta and to destroy all the karmas. And the moment I have destroyed all the four karmas, I have become Arihanta. Right?
Yes.
Right? Okay, because to be Arihanta, I have to destroy the four karmas which gives you all the pain or sufferings, right? So now when I have destroyed what I have become? Arihanta, and thus I have become Bhagwan. So what I did? I became Sadhu Parameshthi. I did all my efforts to attain happiness. I destroyed four karmas, and now what I have become? Arihanta Parameshthi. Okay, now the movement I have become Arihanta Parameshthi, the dev from heavens, from swarg, from heavens, okay? The dev, celestial bodies, from heavens comes, and they come on this occasion of my being Arihantas, and they arranges things, okay? So if I am a Tirthankar, so they will make Samav Sharan for me. What will they make? Samav Sharan. And the moment I become Arihanta, I'll start departing Divyadhvani three times a day. Okay? Divyadhvani. Divyadhvani is what we have written in Chinvani. Okay? So, Tirthankaras give Divyadhvani on what place? Samav Sharan. Where do they give Divyadhvani? Where do they give Divyadhvani?
Sanan Sharan.
Samav Sharan. Samav
Sharan. Samav Sharan.
S-A-M-A-V. Samav. And S-H-A-R-A-N. Sharan. Samav Sharan.
Savana Sharan.
Okay. Natasha, what it is?
Samav Sharan.
Okay, and Tirthankaras do what in Samav Sharan?
Tirthankaras give Divyadhvani.
Very good. In some of Sharan, Tirthankaras give Divyamani, and Tirthankaras are what? Arahantas. Only Arahanta Parmeshti have some of Sharan, so thus Parmeshti don't have some of Sharan. Because some of Sharan is what? Some of Sharan is a wealth. Wealth you get out of karmic bondages, and Siddhas have any karma? Any karmic bondage do Siddhas have? They have destroyed all the eight karmas, right? So they have no body, no belongings. Am I clear?
Yeah.
So who is having the sum of Sharana? Siddhas or Arihantas?
Arihantas.
Arihantas. And which Arihantas? Tirthankar Arihantas. Okay? Am I clear?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. So there are eight karmas. Arihantas describes four karmas. Siddhas describes all the eight karmas, right? And the sum of Sharan belongs to Tirthankar, who are Arihantas. Fine. And now, who is Tirthankar? That is one who has the Tirthankar Naam Karma, the best karma, the tradition of which has come to whom is known as Tirthankara. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were listening to one story we started in the last session, right? What was it? Anybody remembers the story? Where have we reached?
I think that it was about like a boy. He was very unlucky. So
yeah,
his parents were very rich, and then when he was born, like they became poor, and then his dad died. So then in order to earn money, their mom went for work, and she was like a maid in someone's house.
Okay, fine. So they have left their city. Because also they had to work for their own servants, right? Their own servants were their masters, right?
Yeah.
Deya Arjun, you all remember? Up to the stage when he and his mom reached the village and joined the faith?
Yes, I remember up till that point.
Okay, fine. Now, okay, Deya, very good. So faith has all the seven kids, right? Yeah, and they all, what did they do to that child, and why? Okay, what was the name first of the boy, the hero? Nobody remembers the name.
I think it was Akrit Punya.
Excellent. Arjun, what it was? Akrit Punya. Somebody who has never done a good work. Okay?
Okay.
So it is Akrit Punya. Okay, now all those seven kids, they what did they do to this guy? Akrit Punya, what has happened? They hit him, right? For what?
Because he wanted kheer.
Oh, yes, he wanted kheer, and his mom prepares the kheer for all of the, their landlord and all the seven kids, but the key was not given to this kid because he just said that he did not have that luck and all those things, right? So one day when the landlord saw some marks on his face, okay, dark marks, he asked his mom that what has happened. So mom explained everything that he wanted kheer and your kids hit him, right? Okay, so the Seth gets pity over the kid, Akrit Punya, and what does he do? He gives all the material to his mother to prepare kheer, to make kheer for Akrit Punya. So now in the morning, what does mom do? Mom prepares the kheer, and he wakes up early in the morning and he's very happy. Fine, because he's going to have the kheer for which he has been hit so much and for which he has cried to so much, right? Everybody listening, right? Okay, so now what his mama tells him that you take all the cows and cattle and feed them, take them to the jungle to feed them, okay, and come back soon, we'll have kheer today. So he very happily takes all the cows to the jungle, he feeds them and he comes back on time and he's very excited that yeah, he is going to have kheer today. So now his mom is preparing kheer and the kheer is now made, okay? Now, his mom says that, see, we'll eat here. I am going to fill some water, to get some water, okay, from the well. There was a well, okay. So you stay here outside the home, and if you see any of Muniraj, any of monk, see, Kate, it is first time that we are eating kheer, right? You are eating first time kheer. So, we never had kheer in our home, and it's very happy occasion for us. So, should we not celebrate it? So, just stand and look out, and if you see any monk, please make them stop. We'll feed them kheer first, and then we'll eat it, because it is a celebration for us. Okay? The kid was very innocent and very nice, okay? So he says, okay. We'll definitely, I'll stop by here, and I'll see any monk. If anybody comes here, we'll feed them first, and then I'll have kheer. Okay? So now his mama has gone to have some water, okay? Now, this kid is standing in front of his home, and his eyes are searching for some monk, some muniraj, some sadhu pameshthi, okay? Now, there comes one sadhu pameshthi, okay? One muniraj comes. The name of the muniraj is Suvrat. What is the name of the muniraj? Suvrat. What is it?
Suvrat.
Suvrat, yeah, Suvrat it is, okay? So, there is coming a Muniraj. Now, this Akrit Punya looks at Muniraj and he becomes very happy. Oh, wow, mom has said that, mom has told the Muniraj and there is a Muniraj coming, okay? So, our moms have no clothes, right? They have only one pichi and one kamandal. Okay, so a Muniraj is coming, Suvrat. Now, this kid, he doesn't know how to call Muniraj for lunch, I mean, how to offer them or invite them to eat with you. So what does he do? He goes to the Muniraj, he approaches Muniraj and says, Muniraj, my mom has prepared very, very, very tasty kheer today. Come to my home, we'll have it. So the Muniraj stops and looks at him, and then he starts walking again. Because our Muniraj doesn't come like that you, we have made this much for you, please will you join us? No, a Muniraj doesn't come like that, okay? They have a separate, their own rituals we have to perform, okay? So now this kid, the Muniraj started again, so this Akrit Pune gets sad, oh what happened? Then vapis, again he approaches Muniraj and following him, Muniraj, please come to our home now. There is first time we are having kheer and we want you to join us. Please, mama is coming. My mama has told you to stop you. So Muniraj doesn't stop like that. So he started crying like, why nobody listens to me, Muniraj, please. And he just hold his feet, okay? And he said, Muniraj, please. And in this, while this was happening, his mother came and she looks at Muniraj and she becomes so happy and she goes into her home and then she just come out and she performs on the ritual. Om Namostu, Namostu, Namostu. When you invite Muniraj, no? And Muniraj doesn't come by, you're offering them, oh, I have this menu and I'll, please join us, Muniraj, I have this menu. No, Muniraj doesn't come like that. There is a separate own procedure for that, okay? So now his mother performs this procedure and then Muniraj accepts and then they come into their home. So now this kid is very, very, very much happy, okay? They all, now our Muniraj, how do they take food? They never sit while taking food. They stand and they don't use any kind of utensils. They take the food from their hands. Okay? So they stand and they open their hands, both the hands together. Okay? We have to put in into their hands and then they eat it. And they eat it and for the maximum of 32 grass, we can say. Okay, they eat for maximum of 32 grass, that's it, for a day. Our Muniraj eat only once in a day, and that too standing, not using any utensil, but their hands, with their hands. You getting me? So how do our Muniraj eat standing, without using any kind of utensils, with the help of their hands, and maximum for how many, how much food do they eat? Maximum of 32 grass they eat, okay? Okay, so now this Dhanir Kumar becomes very happy. Oh, Muniraj has come into my place and I'm eating them. He very happily, he makes Muniraj what? Eat. Now Muniraj, after eating the kheer, gives them some, something, tells them some learnings about the Jainism, and then he leaves their home. Now just think of one thing. Who wanted to eat the kheer? Diya, Akrit Punya wanted to eat the kheer, and Arjun, he got hit, he was beaten by the seven gates for what? Arjun, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so the Akrit Punya was beaten for what? By the all seven kids of the aligned occult. For the keys, right?
Yes.
Yes. And Natasha, what do you think? He wanted to eat the key or not?
Yes, Akrit Punya wanted to eat the keys.
And he dyingly wanted to eat the key, okay, right? I mean,
yeah.
He was just wishing to have a kheer. He got beaten for that, and he was so happy. And even then, what did he do? Just imagine, if you want to have something, and you got that something, will you share it with somebody else when you have got beaten for that thing, or you have longed for so long? Will you then share with something?
No.
No, you're not, right? Arjun, will you?
Can I hear the question again? I couldn't hear it.
If you longed for something for so long, you desperately want that. I mean, you have cried for that thing, and now it's in your hands. Now, will you share it with somebody else?
No.
No. Dia, will you? Dia, you will share it or not?
Yes.
You have cried for it. It's the best thing for you. And you have got it after so many times, after so much struggle. Even then you will share. Will you? Yes or no? Why you don't know? You don't know? No, you'll not share. What is your answer? You'll not share. Okay. See, this Akrit Punya, the small boy, what did he do? When his mother told him that we offer kheer to Muniraj, did he complain? I mean, did he say, no, it's for me, I'll not share it with anybody. Did he complain?
No, he did not.
He did not. See? Okay, fine. And even then, what did he do? He offered the kheer with all his heart. He cried while stopping the Muniraj, please, Muniraj, please, my mother has stolen. He did not say that, okay, you're going, it's good for me, I'll have the kheer alone. He didn't tease him back. He didn't tease him back, right? Okay, now what happens? The name of the Muniraj was what? Subrat. Okay? And now what happens? Now the Akrit Punya, while Muniraj is gone, checks for the kheer. And they ate kheer with his mom. He ate kheer with his mom, okay? And then they ate with all their stomach all full. To the throat, okay? They have eaten it so well. And then they see again the pot in which the kheer was put in. It was like that only. It wasn't being a centimeter empty. It was completely full, as it was when it was made. So his mother wonders, why the kheer is not ending? He has eaten so much. So what do? They start giving kheer to all the seven kids of the Seth and the Seth. All of the Seth family had the kheer. Kheer was so much of tasty. But even then the kheer didn't empty, it didn't get over. So they again surprised. Now they invited all their neighbor houses and they offered the key to them. Okay? They offered to all, but the key on the small pot that was never ending only. So they invited all the village for the key. And they, in a sense, they have given, they have offered a lunch to complete village of Kheer, and the Kheer did not end. So there was so much of fame of those mother and child that they fed all the village with Kheer for a day. So they had very good name, and they also gave Ahar to Muniraj. When we offer Muniraja food, it is called Ahar, okay? But this is called Ahar. So they have given Ahar to Muniraj, and now they are feeding all the village, right? So they got really well fame. But what was surprising, the Kheer wasn't ending only. So what was that? The Muniraj, Suvrat Muniraj, he had a special power, okay? The Riddhi he had, and the Riddhi was what food he eats in a day. That food never ends till the sunset. Okay? You can feed everybody on earth with that food and it will not end. It is called the Akshin Par. Okay? So what was it? The Kheer was not ending only, and they have fed all the village. Did we get it? What is happening? Are you all getting it or not?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll just find up, okay? I'm just concluding, okay? After this, now this, so they all have fed all the Kheer, and they got a pretty well name in their village, and I mean, everybody started knowing who is this mother and boy are, and all those things happening. And now this Akritpuni, he has ate so much of Kheer. Now he's feeling very lazy and sleepy. Now it's time to feed all the cows, okay? So he takes all the cows to the jungle to feed, and he sits to just take some rest. And he was so tired of eating Kheer, he was so full, his tummy was very much full of Kheer. So he fell in sleep, okay? And now it's beginning to be evening and the time to return. So all the cows automatically, because they came there daily, so they automatically return to towards the house of the sage. Okay, so now this guy is sleeping, and all the cows have gone back to the home. Now in the night, not in the night, in the evening, he suddenly wakes up and sees there's no cow. He got scared. Oh, where the cow has gone? In the home. When all the cows have come and Akritpuni haven't come, his mother thinks, oh, what happened to my son? Where is he? So she started panicking. Okay? Now this guy, Akritpuni, in the jungle, he just starts, what has happened? Where are the cows? The sage will again hit me. I have lost his cows. And here in this home, his mother is panicking that where is my son? So she asked the sage that Akritpuni hasn't come from the jungle while the cows have come. Can you watch out for him? So sage says, okay, I'll go and search him. So the sage takes some one of his stick, because he's going to jungle and it's dangerous in the evening. So he takes some of his sticks or something like that, and he started, he left the home. And here this Akritpuni is panicking because he's not finding the cows and he's afraid that I have lost them, okay? So now he's searching, and from very far, he sees a sage coming with a stick. Now he thinks, this sage will beat me because I have lost his cows. So he's very scared of the sage. He's thinking, God, that sage is coming to hit him because he has lost his cows. And what is happening? Sage has come to search for him, right? So now this guy runs away, and in the panic and very scared of being beaten and hit. So he runs, and he reaches in a hill. Okay? In the hill, there is a cave on which that Muniraj is sitting, Suvrat Muniraj. And there are all other people, there are many other people, And Muniraj is departing some of his knowledge. He's giving them teachings, okay? Now what is happening? The session gets concluded and Muniraj recites Manukar Mantra. This Akrit Puni becomes very happy. He's listening to Muniraj and he's listening to all those Manukar Mantra. And he just stares at Muniraj, okay? Now the session is over, everybody is coming out. So Akrit Puni joins everybody from the behind. He's walking keeping us some kind of distance from Abdulamov so as to hide himself. He's walking. And while he was walking, slowly, 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 there comes a lion. And lion takes him back because he's walking a white and takes him back and kills him. He's dead now. Who?
Who killed him?
Yeah, the lion. There is a lion. He's in
the
jungle. He's in the jungle, okay? And there comes a lion, and what does he do? He just takes him away, and he just kills him. Nakrit Puni is dead, okay? Now, what happens next, we'll listen to in the next session, okay? The Seth goes back to the home. He couldn't find the Akrit Puni. His mother is very worried. Where is my son? Where is my son? The Seth says, we'll search for him in the morning. And here the Akrit Puni is lying dead, eaten by the lion. Okay? His half-eaten body is on the jungle. Okay? So I guess, sorry for being so late today and sorry for exceeding the time limit. It's 7:15 now. We'll conclude the session. We all will say Damokar Mantra together, okay? We'll join our hands and close our eyes. Okay. We'll start. Everybody has to join and everybody has to say. Don't think about our voice are matching or not. You have to just speak, okay? Together. Start. Namo Arihantadam.
Namo
Siddhadam. Namo Ayriyadam.
Namo
Namo Uvajhayadam. Savasahudam. Everybody is not speaking. Okay, so Panch Namoyayo, shall I call individually to speak up? Okay, fine. Dia, so Panch Namoyayo. Excellent. Arjun Chattari Mangalam.
Oh, okay. Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevli Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Chittari Lugottama, Arihanta Lugottama, Siddha Lugottama, Sahu Lugottama, Kevli Panato Dhammo Lugottama.
Natasha Chattari Sarinam Pavachami.
Chattari Sharnam Pavijami, Arhanta Sharnam Pavijami, Siddha Sarnam Pavijami, Sahu Sarnam Pavijami, Kevali Panato Dhammo Sharnam Pavijami.
Very good. What we'll have, we'll do one thing from the next session. We'll have in the first one pop-up quiz, okay? We'll have quiz. Just small what we have learned till date, okay? And based on that quiz, you all will be given the points. Okay, and at the end of a chapter or a week, we'll decide it. Who is having the maximum point, he'll receive a gift from my side. How is it?
Okay.
Agreed? Okay, but for that you all have to revise. If you all get same points, I'll give gift to all. Okay, but you have to get the maximum, whatever the case
okay.
is. Fine?
Okay.
So you have to revise and come in the next session.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, Jai Chanendra. Okay.
Chanendra, thank you very much, Pandit-ji.
Thank you. Thank you. Jai Chanendra Diya. Jai Chanendra. Bye. Bye.